Mr. President, distinguished colleagues, climate change with its direct and indirect effects, you would all concur, threatens human development and the well-being of all people around the globe. And hence, there is urgent need for multidimensional strategies to mitigate its nefarious effects and promote sustainable development. The Caribbean is a high hazard prone region, thus the health sector faces constant challenges from the impact of these weather disasters. In light of this ever-present and menacing threat, Guyana fully supports WHO's special initiative on climate change and health in small island development states launched in 2017. And the plan of action on climate change and health in SIDS that is being presented in this WHA, as we recognize the existential threat that climate change poses to small island nations. I congratulate fellow Caribbean nations and territories for their recent efforts to approve the Caribbean Action Plan on Health and Climate Change and recognize PAHO's support during this process. The health systems in the Caribbean have been severely tested time and again, as raging storms have leveled generations of development gains in a matter of hours. Our populations and major economic activities, often located on coastal areas, are threatened by changes in climate and sea level rise. And the expectation is that this action plan will guide us in our efforts to enhance climate resilience of our health systems. The government of Guyana, for its part, is fully cognizant of the effects climate change can have on people and economy. We have witnessed an increase in floods, extreme drought, and the propagation of vectors of disease. The country's vulnerability is further amplified, with 90% of its population living on the low-lying coastal plain, and the main agricultural lands and all major administrative economic services and facilities are found on the vulnerable coastal belt. Floods in 2005, Mr. President, forced damage and closure of approximately 25 healthcare facilities, and 61% of the health facilities were flooded, whilst 33% were out of service. Just recently, overtopping resulted in flooding in several communities, including a major hospital, which had to be closed for a week. To address this threat, the retrofitting of 5 smart hospitals was initiated. For sustainable development to be actualized, the health sector, the social and physical environment must become climate change resilient. And we recognize that this can only be realized through enhanced livelihoods, increased health well-being, and resilient infrastructure, environment, and ecosystem. The Ministry of Public Health, in collaboration with PAHO WHO, is in the process of developing a national climate change adaptation policy and a national health strategy, focusing on strengthening surveillance with the development of early warning systems to heat waves, droughts, floods, and climate-sensitive diseases such as diarrhea, malaria, Zika, chikungunya, dengue, and leptospirosis. Guyana is committed to supporting the implementation of the WHO Plan of Action on Climate Change, as well as the Caribbean Action Plan, to protect the health and lives of our people. This will include the sensitization of the public on the need to reduce carbon emissions and the greenhouse gas effect, the planting of mangroves to protect our seawalls and coastal plain from erosion, and the use of alternative cleaner sources of energy to fossil fuel, such as hydroelectric and wind power. I hope that in outlining the catastrophic impact of climate change, I have been able to impress on you the urgent need for financial support. Already, the Caribbean and the region of the Americas receives the lowest regional allocation, and to further reduce this allocation would certainly effect adverse change. Let me take this opportunity, Mr. President, to congratulate Dr. Tedros and his team for the sterling work they're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.